Hey folks, welcome to Channel 9 Live. I'm very excited. I'm your host, Dan Fernandez, and we are taking questions from some of the folks that were participating in the Build Hackathon. We are live in Redmond. Now, these folks have been working, you know, since Monday night at the hackathon. Why don't you guys quickly introduce yourselves?
Ken Sutcliffe.
Brock Dodgson.
I'm Ariel Shapiro.
And Ariel, you are a Microsoft employee.
Exactly.
Ariel, you were one of our mentors. So the idea, and for folks who don't know, this is the first time we've done this at one of our big events. What we did was do a hackathon. And the idea is people learn best by doing. So we pair them up with, say, a Microsoft mentor and have them walk through building an app over from starting at Monday night from an idea all the way up to presenting. And you guys presented and actually won first place in the Windows Phone category. So, woohoo!
Yeah.
And, cash prizes. Now, why don't you talk about what your app was?
So our app is a an app where we take a social networking concept, Facebook data, and we've incorporated that in a Windows phone app using some of the latest technologies that have come, near-field communications, as well as Windows Azure mobile services.
Cool. And I think the cool part is you guys obviously didn't have access to Windows Phone 8 SDK, didn't have access, never done any Azure mobile services before. So this is all kind of
started Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we actually came with a list of, because Ken and I worked together, so we came with a list of five ideas we had in mind. And when we came Monday, we went through and said, what do you think is going to work? And we went through, and I think this was like third or fourth on our list. And we went through a couple different scenarios and ended up picking this one as the one app to choose. So
exactly.
Cool. So why don't we actually show the app? And what's the name of the app? And we can kind of go through and jump to the phone here.
Right. So the name of the app is Social Squares. It's a app sort of built on the theme of Hollywood Squares. So I've just launched the application. And as I was indicating earlier, it uses a Facebook login, and it pulls down your friends' data from Facebook. So let me launch a new game. When I do that, it'll build a tile of nine squares, randomly selecting nine of my friends, and it's going to ask me some questions about it. So we'll just start off with one friend here. I get some questions, which could be in various categories, like hometown, your age.
And it's pulling this stuff from a Facebook profile, right, to build that set of questions. So
right,
it's really quizzing you on your Facebook friends.
Exactly.
Whether you know them, whether they're real friends or not.
Exactly.
Well, we hope they are. So depending on how I answer, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see how well you know your friends.
Whoops, so I don't know that friend very well. And we can go through the application until we go through all of our friends. So we get back four possible right answers. It's actually real data that's coming back. So any of the answers are right for one of my friends, but not always for the friend that I'm choosing. So I'll just step through this.
Now, what are some of the questions being asked? Because I know some folks want to...
So we have quotes is one of the sections. So who posted this quote? Whose hometown is, you know, Seattle? Whose birthday? We do bios. I think we do status, and I think there's two other categories that are I'm lost right now. So, but there's I think we have seven altogether that are pretty distinct, and you'll get to hit them all once in all nine there.
Okay. So now what are we looking at right
here? So the game just ended, and what I get is the results of that game. Got 100 points, so I must have got one wrong right answer. The rest of them I didn't. Didn't get any bonus points, but I could if I'd have got three in a row right. I would have got some bonus points. And forgot to mention when I was playing it, we had three levels, easy, medium, and hard. I was playing the medium level, four questions, hard, six questions, and easy is two questions. So let me just take you on a quick tour of the application.
One of the things we wanted to do was, you know, we had this concept and we're like, great. And really our mentor stepped in and said, well, what else can we add to it? So we played with the accelerometer, we did NFC, and Azure Mobile Services, which we all new to us this week.
Sure,
so Ken's going to show you that as well.
So I've just logged back into a new game just to demonstrate the accelerometer. So I'm going to shake the phone. And when I put it down, my friends have refreshed, so I get a new set of random
friends.
This
is when you don't know a single person.
Yeah, exactly.
These are not friends that I want to know information
about. Right, so we go on to the next group of friends. So I played that game. We've got some stats there for the game or how I've been doing over a whole series of games. We've got a small leaderboard there for the various games that you've played over time. A couple of the options. I mentioned levels. You can choose levels. You can have game sound on or off. You can log in so a different person can use the phone. And maybe you want to talk about the Windows Azure services that we've built in. under support.
So actually with the Windows Mobile Azure services, to be honest, I didn't even know about this new service. I actually watched the session, was it Wednesday? And because I was in the hackathon, I was actually sitting and watching it through the live stream.
Right.
And
Channel 9 live stream,
Channel
which
9
these
live
people
stream.
Do, yeah. So.
And while I was doing it, I would pause it every once in a while and kind of follow along with the session. And before the end of the session, I actually had this hooked up and finished just by following what he was doing in the session.
That's awesome. I love that story. Like, you literally followed the session did it, implement it. That's awesome.
Lie, yeah.
I love it.
So the notion here is a player can ask a question and another player could answer the question, like a support self-help, and an admin could hop in and answer a question if it was more technical.
Yeah, so and that's what we're looking at here on the screen, right?
Oh, yep.
Sorry, if you want to jump back to that. Yeah, so this is all driven via Azure Mobile Services.
Yeah,
exactly.
And there's one other, do you want to talk about the NFC?
Yep, we can show one other feature that we built in, a new feature to Windows Phone. We didn't know anything about it until this week, NFC. So what we can do, if we just touch two phones together here.
All right.
You can see they communicated. And the communication now on both of our phones, it's brought up a challenge. So it says who's done the best in their last game, declares a winner or a tie, depending on which way it goes. And that communication occurred between the two phones when we touched.
Yeah, I think you all got the 920, so it was kind of nice. And again, you had never built NFC apps and just
and
had somebody walk up.
And we'd never seen a 920 before until this week.
So that's pretty awesome stuff. I think the one question, Ariel and I were doing the first round of judging, and I have to say everybody was playing with the app afterwards. We all wanted to kind of play with it. And so when are you guys going to publish this for other folks to play with?
So there's a few things that we'd like to do. So over the next few weeks, we'd like to get it up in the store.
Yeah, hopefully within a week, we submit it. If we pass verification, a couple weeks,
Social squares.
Yeah, I love it. And now you guys, you're not building apps. This is kind of a side app, obviously a side app that you had done. Where do you all normally work?
Yeah, so we do sort of development on the side for mobile apps on weekends and nights. But during the week, we work for a cancer entity in Ontario, in Canada, Cancer Care Ontario. And we're in the IT shop and in the application development shop.
Awesome. So we can say, before you guys went big and started your own .com, we can say that we knew them.
Well, we do like working for Cancer Care Ontario.
Sure. Yeah. We are taking some questions, so if you want to talk to them, of course, feel free to send us questions kind of below this page. You may have to scroll down a little to see, but we are doing questions. So Thomas asks, how much money did the winner of the hackathon get? So we had over $10,000 in prizes, and I think it was $2,250, if I remember correctly, for first place. I'm probably screwing up the numbers. $750 for second place and $250 for third. And one of the things we wanted to do is get a variety of teams, so it's actually no team could say sweep the awards. So nine unique teams won those prizes, and of course those are shared. You guys have to split your winnings. Yes, cool stuff. So talk about some of the other stuff. You were talking about and Ariel in terms of, in terms of building the Windows Phone 8 application itself, because you've actually been building Windows Phone 8 apps yourself, and some of the NFC. Like, how difficult is it for somebody who's never built NFC before to get used to that?
Well, actually, I guess that this story and a similar story about not only for NFC but for the Azure mobile services and everything. There's plenty of guidance around. I mean, from my perspective, from being like a mentor, it was like more like, of course, helping them with the ideas at the beginning and everything, and guiding them through the possible features and everything. But then it was something like also guiding them through the material which is already available at MSDN, right? So if you have a chance to download the samples or get in contact with the material that is already at the MSDN, it's a matter of following the instructions and taking a look at the sample. So in that case, it's not that difficult. I mean, if you put a little bit of effort, it's something that you can easily do.
Yeah, and in terms of the graphics, where did you guys do the graphics? Because there's like a high polish to the apps, and I don't know if you could tell, but there's actually great audio, and I know we probably don't have this. Like, where'd you guys get some of the assets to really kind of, it makes the game so much better. Like, there's stressful, like, quiz music going on while you play the game. So where'd you guys get those assets?
Well, a lot of the, if you look at some of the graphics there, the we kind of lifted the avatar with Ken's Xbox avatar. He actually modified it to make it a game show host. So yeah. We just use his avatar as the game show host. And as far as the colors, that we actually took the accent color and the main color right from the build event itself. So
Okay.
They're the build colors, because we actually played with different blues and reds, and it looked ugly because we're coders, we're not designers.
Sure.
So we kind of lifted what build had going on. And there's a couple sites that we used to create the graphics and even to get WAV files as well, that just free royalty licensed.
Awesome. And we do have a couple questions here you want to see. Will you be releasing the source code on GitHub? Phil asks. So are you guys looking to release the source code or become multimillionaires? Do you?
Probably neither of those.
All right. So no plans to release the source code, though?
There would be no issues for doing that, yeah. I mean, we do want to post it, but...
Yeah, it's always one of those things. Sound like you guys actually were...
Certainly source code around some of the features we've incorporated, like near field and...
Exactly.
Like accelerometer, that'd be all good stuff to release for sure.
Sure. Yep. And then another question, Angst Human asks, can you please upload a walkthrough on developing Windows 8 apps? So this is probably just more of a general question, but I'll give a plug for Golnaz, who's been editing our videos. We actually published like 85 videos. I think it's almost up to 88 videos on for people that have never developed apps, and this is from absolute beginners. Walking through Bob Tabor, who'd done a series, and I think his is about 30 videos, 7 hours of content. To developing your first Windows Store app, which has videos in VB, C#, and JavaScript. So now, one of the things, going back to your app, Facebook integration. How much have you guys played with the Facebook Graph API? Because that's probably its own new thing to learn.
Yeah, so I've actually played with that before, because had I not, there was no way we were going to get this app done. So I've played with other apps in connecting to the Graph API. So just modifying the queries. And Ken created a new API key, and I was really... what we had to focus on.
That was my first exposure to Facebook, but it was a tiny piece of it.
So. Exactly, yeah.
And how, you know, so you're making a request, basically, and is it, are you using FQL, or is it just straight Graph API for stuff,
Just Graph API all the way.
Okay.
And it's just really, when you first log in, and we didn't show it on the demo here, because Ken was already logged in, we actually cache that data locally, so you can keep playing a game. So you have the option to refresh it to get live data for status updates, but to make it easier and a little snappier, we wanted to cache that data.
But the pictures are coming.
The pictures are live, yeah.
They're coming live from Facebook.
Yeah. Right. And in terms of the actual source for the image, that's just like a regular, I think it's like JPEG or PNG.
Yeah, it's just a small square, whatever their profile pic is. Yeah, exactly.
So another thing, you know, awesome app, definitely. But what were some of the harder things or things that you got stuck and had to need either Ariel's help or something where, you know, that was just the most difficult in terms of, because again, this is all new for you guys.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't want to knock any APIs, but this wasn't in our, we didn't go down this path initially. We actually started to look at, we wanted to do a People Hub Squares type of game using People Hub, because it was already connected to Facebook and Twitter, so we thought, oh, great, we'll get that. So we actually looked at that API. The only issue with that API is we can't query the Facebook information from there. So we actually did a different iteration and said, okay, we'll go to Facebook. So we went through iterations, and that's probably the hardest part. But the coolest experience that I had was when we were looking at that contact API, and this is, again, with the help of our mentor, is one of the people who wrote an article online, I think you said, oh, I think he's right behind me. Turn around, and one of the other mentors was someone who wrote the article. So a cool geek experience for me, someone who wrote the article who I typically, you know, search on at home was right behind me. So it was cool to have that kind of support there at the hackathon.
Yeah. You know, we had a number of hackathon folks that were either presenting at the conference or actually in terms of the engineering teams. Paul Battelle, you know, I think he was on Channel 9 Live a little early, and I think he may have a session as well, and a number of folks. So it's always a good thing to make sure we have kind of the right support, if you will. What about other features? So, you know, there's always a deadline for hackathon apps. What are the things that, like, just didn't make it, or, like, ideas you're like, wow, if we had, you know, another day, kind of things you would add?
Yeah, well, the one of the things, and I think was one of the options you mentioned, we really wanted to geocode, and because we had that NFC comparison, we wanted a search feature to maybe find other people you could compare against and challenge them. And that was just one, I mean, that was a little bit harder.
Just no time for that.
Just no time, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. So If we have any more questions, I think there's one just coming in. This is actually a great question. Let's talk about the technology used. Parker asks, what language is used for social squares? C#, JavaScript, C++, others. So kind of run down the stack. You know, you mentioned Azure Mobile Services.
Yeah, Azure Mobile Services, obviously with C# and XAML. We have the local SQL CE database. We hit the Facebook Graph API and leverage NFC, the accelerometer.
I think that's it.
I think that's about it.
Yep.
Okay, and sorry, on the Azure Mobile Services, were you guys doing anything script-wise, or was it just, say, link calls back and forth?
It was just link calls, yeah. Okay. So it was just basically selects and inserts into that database. That was pretty much all we accomplished, and literally it was 5 minutes to do. So it was just a nice feature, and we did it, I think, Wednesday or Thursday afternoon, right before the end of the hackathon. So
awesome. You know, again, it's always just a fun app, and frankly, one that I think we're definitely going to want to play.
Yeah.
So again, I think we're going to switch teams now. We do have, I think the next team is going to be up is the Azure team with QBranch. So thanks again, guys, for going on and just amazing work in just a short amount of time. So thanks again, guys.
Thanks,
Ariel,
for mentoring these guys. Cool. And I don't know what we're going to do, if we want to bring them out here or if we're going to switch to tiles. I'll leave it up to the folks to start switching. Hey folks, we are back with our next first place team from the Build Hackathon. Folks, I want you to all introduce yourself. You all won first place for the Azure, and again, you started Monday night, and you all don't know each other, right?
This is
we hadn't met before.
Yeah, so why don't you do just quickly kind of a roundtable, who you are, where you're from?
I'm Glenn, working as a consultant in Norway.
Laura Thompson from Denver.
Paul Brown from Springfield, Illinois.
So I think you win for farthest in terms of the team distance for actually being there. So and we are again taking questions. So if you have some questions that you want asked to this team, definitely let us know. And of course, we'll have some more apps. But let's talk about your app, QBranch. So what is QBranch?
Well, this was Joseph's idea. We all gathered for the hackathon. We didn't really have a team, so we sort of formed a team. And the idea is that when you're at the DMV, putting a note, you're in number 72 in line. You have to sit there and wait and look at the wall until it's your number. So the idea was to have a thing where you can tap a kiosk with your phone or scan a code, and then you wander off and do something else and be notified on your phone that you're up.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to wherever you started.
Yeah. So this is the taking the pain out of waiting in line and actually adding notifications.
Yeah.
So cool. And also talk about all the different technologies, because this is an interesting one where you kind of hit everything.
Yeah, we decided not to go for one category, but we went all broad in all three. So the idea, we use NFC to tap into the phones.
You want to do a demo? Is
yeah,
the best
sure.
Way
we can do a demo, and then we'll
demo
go through it that way.
Yeah.
So is this thing on?
Yeah, let's switch to the overhead view, and we'll try and get see if we can see the QFC or the NFC. QFC yep. Being a restaurant.
So we got a little demo of our retailer kiosk here.
Yeah, so and what we want to do is see the paper, so if we could instead zoom in.
We'll just move this.
How about we move? Okay, we're
nice.
That's great. So we're trying to look at a paper, and what we're going to be doing is eventually seeing.
We can just hold it up, but no, we
just
need to
just leave it in the paper, and eventually.
There we are. We're good.
Eventually, they will figure out that they shouldn't have moved the camera, and they're probably yelling at us for moving it. And okay, hey, all
right.
There
we are. Okay, so here's a little kiosk with either a QR code you can scan if you've got a legacy, old, ancient phone that doesn't have NFC on it.
But we have some great phones.
Yeah. So I'll tap my NFC at checkpoint, and then I receive content. And this is a product. It's actually a URI with its own protocol.
Right.
So we'll activate our app through that protocol. So I'll do accept. And then my app starts, and suddenly I'm not in line, but there we am. I'm number 186 in line.
Great.
Or number 186.
Cool.
So now I can just go out of this phone. I can go back to whatever I was doing, and I can wander off. And Paul here can show what happens in the other
end. So we're going to switch over to our display in the back here. And so what are we looking at here?
What we're looking at is this is our host application. This would be either the hostess at a restaurant, or the receptionist at a DMV or something like that. And when they want to send you a notification, they would just simply tap on that, and a notification will now be sent to Glenn's phone.
Okay.
Is that Glenn's that we tapped?
I think it was actually mine, but that one's Glenn's. So Glenn's will get
it. Okay. So if we could switch back to the phone, we can see the notification. Don't, yeah, try not to. If we can switch back to, yeah, try not to move. Yeah, just leave it right there. Perfect.
And then the notification went away.
Yeah, you hit the NFC again and it went. Yeah.
Okay, so we got a cue. We're going to do it one more time. Don't switch. We'll keep it on the phone. We'll see a nice little pop-up eventually here. Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. There we go. We'll
and by the way,
again.
You guys are hopefully getting service as well, which is another.
So what happens now is that the when the app gets the NFC tag, which is a vendor ID, it will register that in our mobile data services mm-hmm. in the cloud, which worked out really great for us because we had the we got together on Monday.
Sure.
And so we did a lot of work. Paul here made a service layer. I made a web service layer. And we made a bunch of stuff that we're going to help for communicate. And then we went to Josh's session and saw mobile data services, and we threw everything away. Because that just solved all our problems.
Suddenly, what we were trying to do, and probably about 2,000 lines of code, we were able to do in roughly, I'd say, 50 or 60. And it was using the Azure layer, using the push notification services out of MPNS. And with the phone, it was easy just getting in and opening the channel, recording the channel, and then also using the vendor IDs on the NFC tags and the QR codes.
Awesome.
So that pushes up to the cloud. That the app behind us, the host app, is checking the queue. And whenever you, when the phone registers, it registers a push notification channel with Azure. So when we serve a line entering the queue, that's updated. And we have some update scripts on the Azure mobile data services, which say, OK, our entry was just completed. Then that will call the push notifications and push the notification down to the phone.
Awesome. And so you shared a Windows phone, but say you had another phone, then you're taking a camera picture of the QR code?
Yeah, we can also use the QR code to get into the queue. There, got a new entry.
And we do see it on the back screen there. So, sweet. Now, what technology did you all use for this? And how did you all kind of, because obviously you all hadn't worked together before, how did you kind of divide and conquer different things? Did you do it kind of functional areas, UI, or
yeah.
How'd that all work?
First, when we gathered up, we did a little brainstorming. Joseph brought the idea, and we're like, okay, how are we going to do this? So we got a few ideas. We designed a few workflows, or drew a few workflows.
There was a lot of drawing.
There was a lot of drawing. The whiteboard was heavily used. So we had our little stories going, and I had a TFS preview account from before, so we fired that into that. And we used that to share our source and keep sort of track on the work. And we tried, in the beginning, we divided up in function areas. You do this, you fix that, you fix this. And eventually, we just had to pair program to huddle up and finish the last pieces.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
GT did a lot of the phone as far as the XAML, designing the UI and that. Laura did the very nice logo, and then
in paint.
And then when GT and I, or Joseph and Glenn, were banging their head against the table trying to figure something out, Laura would come in and say, "Well, what about this?" And boom, we'd have a technical solution. And we'd also like to make sure we mention Sri Kanapali. He was our technical mentor. We could not have done it without him also.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Awesome. That's great. Yeah, I know since there's so many of you, I'm not sure everybody could make it on, but that's definitely awesome. So in terms of programming language, so on phone, and because this is a Windows 8, a full Windows 8 app.
This is a Windows 8 app store. We made that in HTML and JavaScript.
Okay, and what about on the phone?
Phone uses Xamarin and C#.
Okay, cool. So kind of a marriage of all technologies going within there. Very cool stuff. So again, we are taking some questions. I have a couple questions coming onto the queue that I wanted to get to. Ambek, and this is a great question for you all. Will you do any more apps once you go back home? So you've obviously built at least two apps, if you will, including the Azure, maybe three. So what do you all think? Are you going to build some apps?
We've been talking about it. We would really love to do something with SMS pushes. Mm-hmm. We would really love to be able to support Android and iOS phones. We'd also really love to be able to bring this back to build next year so that we could queue up your mentors.
Yes.
I think that'd be a great use for it.
You know, that it's always a good use when literally you don't have to leave the room and say, you know what would be great right now is using this for our question queue, because that's one of the challenges we had, and we had to resort to email, and nobody knows, you know, everybody has to be checking the email, but literally having a big screen of questions and having a mentor be able to say, hey, I'm going to answer this, or hey, come here, and actually get the alert that says your mentor's in the room or all that stuff. We were like, absolutely, such a great usage. So
one of the things that we were able to do with this when we designed it, the URI in the NFC code and in the QR code, both of those are tied to a specific queue, but there's no reason we couldn't have multiple queues. We could have a dozen of them at the same time, and there's just one dashboard that's operating it, or we could split it off into multiple dashboards.
Yeah, which another great question. Like, you know, this is, you all started Monday night and going through the process. What are the things that you just wish kind of you could, things that you could add to your application just that couldn't get done in time?
Probably the one that brought it up for us was the restaurant idea. So we'd like it so that when you scan the code, you also tell it how many people are in your party, whether you need a high chair, things like that, maybe a pre-notification. So if you're out and about in a mall or some other area, you can say, hey, you've got 15 minutes and you're up, so you have time to get back.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And, you know, basically just in time for people.
Yeah, I always have those little, like, round things that always look like, you know, crazy vibrating things that only work, like, 30 feet.
Right.
Yeah. So you can actually be walking around. So I love that idea. So,
and one of the questions was, how does this compare to, like, iOS or other stuff? This literally was easy. When he said we dumped a ton of code, we just basically threw it out and started over again. And we were up and running. I think you had your prototype in about an hour.
Could you just leave your resume? Is that a possibility?
It was very easy. Our biggest thing was I would have to wait for him to get done with his piece so that I could go in.
Sure.
And then we really started doing the pair programming when dividing it. But this stuff was easy. I mean, you can have a Windows Store app, a nice-looking Windows Store app, in a day.
Nice.
And Team Foundation Services. I know it sounds like we're plugging stuff here, but Team Foundation Services really came
for Brian Keller has been paying you all very well.
No, seriously, it was great. And, you know, it was a five-person team. That's what was made available to us for free now. And it was a great way to organize things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the my favorite moments was we had some celebrity judges, Albert Chung, who actually helped design the first Windows Phone, Larry Lieberman, who does so much stuff around Windows Phone and Windows Phone marketing, was saying, wow, we just had an app just like this at our launch, and it was, they built it in a week. So that was just kind of a wonderful thing to hear him say in terms of how much you can actually get done in that time. So kudos to you all. I think we have one more team, and thank you again. Just congratulations. Just an awesome app. So
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, folks, we are back with the next winners of the Build Hackathon, winning in the Windows 8 category, Wedley. Now, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. You guys met each other just at the hackathon, right?
There were three of us that knew each other ahead of time.
Okay.
We worked together, and we met two great guys here. So that's how we formed the team.
Why don't you guys quickly just introduce name and kind of where you're from?
Okay. So my name's Christian Druin. I'm from Connecticut.
I'm Dominic Pease from Minnesota.
Anthony Caruso, Connecticut. Trung Pham from Connecticut.
David Wedley, Houston.
Awesome. So, guys, what is your app?
So the big idea behind the app is when you have a wedding, you take a lot of pictures, a lot of video, and these end up in a shoebox, right? At some point in time, you know, maybe you make a photo album, maybe you don't, maybe it's just there forever, right? Mm-hmm. You never get to it. So our big idea is we wanted to get all that stuff working live in real time. So pictures and videos and signatures of best wishes all stream right up to a, you know, in this case, we're going to use a big board, a big TV presentation screen.
Sure.
So while you're signing things, and this is the cool part, is while you're signing it, you're actually going to see it stream right up there. The pictures, there's a big, we've been calling it, gutters, right? Originally, it was gutters on the sides, but you know, we evolved to a gutter across the bottom. and those pictures are just going to pop in. And it's pretty cool. While stuff is going on, guests can actually view the screen, and we think it's going to encourage people to take more pictures and better pictures.
Yeah.
They can get instant feedback.
Absolutely. I love it. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, it's basically it allows the bride and groom to experience their wedding from their guest's point of view. So they're getting to see these pictures that they probably would not have seen from the photographers or the videoers.
Yeah, and you know, this is a kind of a common thing, is they will put up just analog, shall we say, just a camera, you know, one of those winding clicks on every table, and then you have to like get the digital version of that, and it's all a pain. This is live and in real time. So, and again, we are taking questions, so feel free to send us some questions as it's doing, but we got to get to some demos. So let's see it in action.
Okay. Dominic, you have the honors?
Tony does.
Yeah, if you're going to be talking, just grab that mic and head on over to the coolest Windows 8 screen you'll probably ever play with.
I like this screen. Okay, so here we have the Wedley application, the main screen. This is the Windows 8 portion. We also have a Windows Phone 8 portion as well, connecting up to an Azure service in the cloud. What a guest will do is come up and sign this just like they would sign a guest book or any other sort of a piece of paper. Only now, of course, it's done digitally. So I can come up and leave a message for the bride and groom. Perhaps say something like, whatever, you know, leave this message. And now I have the opportunity to click the sign button, and that will upload it to our service, and it'll be saved and timestamped so that this can be played back later. There's another capability where we can actually take a signature or a message. I'll just sign my name here. And we can snap a picture along with this. So I'm going to go ahead and click this button. We have the front-facing camera, presumably.
Oh, I don't know if we have a camera or
Okay. We do not have a camera on this particular display.
I blame the machine that clearly needs a massive camera in front of it, so apologies for that. But what would it do?
Well, what this would do is it would actually take that picture that I took. It actually also supports video as well, and attach it to this particular signature. So when I actually click the sign button, it knows what picture goes with what signature. It's also timestamped, so we can play it back chronologically. But we can also look at the signature and say, oh, who was that person? Or what were they doing? What were they wearing that day? And look at the picture for that as well.
Awesome. Do you guys want to show the phone app now?
Yeah, let's show the phone app.
And we can kind of jump back and forth.
And then we can throw some pictures in the gutter for you, and you can see exactly what we're going to demo up there.
Sure.
Okay, so you noticed this is a Windows 8 app. We also did a Windows Phone 8 app as well. And you want to take a picture with that phone, and I'll leave this one right here. They can see what it looks like.
Everybody smile. We're doing it live.
Be good, demo gods.
And you'll see that in the gutter behind us.
Look how beautiful. So the idea is you can have 20 guests literally taking pictures and seeing them in real time.
That's right. You would basically federate all of the Windows Phone 8 people who have this application in the room can be taking pictures. And they'll all stream
in. Oh, look at the memories of our time on Channel 9 Live when the demos worked. Oh, wonderful memories. And make sure he has the mic, too. Just
so then, while it's playing back, you still can come up and sign.
So we can draw and add some mustaches to people. Great.
Yeah. Or you can go and kind of play around, but we won't do that. But so while playback is going on and pictures are coming, and you can go in and sign and see everything come through.
Cool. So, and that's the playback mode. And there is video too. And I know it's probably not something that you guys can demo, but it's just all kind of interactive media all playing at once.
Exactly.
Yep. Cool. And that's the beauty of it. And the presentations, the thought is not only do you see it during the wedding, but you can also save the presentation. And then that's kind of that memory that persists later on. So you can play it back at a later date.
Yeah, let's do
sure,
that.
Let's
see the
do a playback.
Timeline.
All right, so obviously at a wedding, this would, there'd be a lot more signatures on here, and this really lights up once you get a lot more content in there. But one of the features that we have here is we can swipe in from the top, and we have a playback option, which if I click this,
ooh,
we'll again, in a chronological fashion, go through and animate both signatures and pictures from all guests.
Aww, look at
and everything that's associated with this. So we think this is really a compelling and just a great way to experience your event all over again.
Awesome, awesome. Definitely some cool stuff. So anything else you guys want to show, or can I start asking you some questions?
That's it for the limited time we had for this
yeah,
release.
Yeah, for sure. So definitely love the app. And again, it's just a very cool app. And, you know, you guys were doing it while you were doing your presentation. It looked like a memories board for your presentation, which was awesome. And obviously the kind of the same thing going on there. For folks, you all started Monday night and obviously getting your apps going. What technology did you use or kind of how's this built?
That was a tough one too, because we have different backgrounds going into things. The three of us, myself, Tony, and Trung, we come from a Visual Basic background, right? And as I think a lot of people notice out there these days, you don't see as many Visual Basic samples as you do C Sharp, especially with the newer SDK. So we did kind of make a tough decision in the beginning. It wasn't exactly our strongest point, but we decided to go C Sharp and then XAML for a lot of the presentation layers.
Okay.
So, you know, another tough decision. JavaScript sounded really fun, but since we were in a time crunch, we tried to go with what we thought we could implement in the shortest amount of time. So, cool. But I tell you, we did spend a lot of late nights up doing that.
Yeah. I mean, how late were you guys here? Because I know some of the nights we had a 24-hour night. So.
Yeah, we were here for the 24-hour night.
Whole night.
We didn't go home until 9 o'clock.
Yes.
So we were up for 24 hours.
I could smell. But it really is just an amazing application. So, and back-end stuff, you guys were using Azure Mobile Services. How are you guys actually doing the recording of the timeline? Because I think one of the great features is that it actually pops in kind of in the order and doing that stuff.
Right. So, you know, as Dominic said, we got date and timestamps on each one of these items that go in there. And, and the signatures, right, that's just a series of points that are captured. The images are just bitmaps that get saved in there, byte streams.
So you literally just do a playback of all the points to do it back together? Or how's that actually work? Because it does such a, like, nice, you know, like almost like the
really
person, like
job.
The ghost is writing it. Like, probably freak people out, like, you know, just doing some fun stuff there.
Yeah, well, that's Dominic's baby, so.
So what we did is basically just captured, you know, a pressed event on the canvas that we're looking at. And as the pointer moves, we can capture each successive point. We weeded some out to make sure that you didn't, you know, if they've only moved like a tiny fraction of a pixel, you don't get all those points recorded. But the end result is just a series of points. Each stroke is terminated, somehow in the data, so that you can capture that. We capture the pen color, so that we can, save the choice of color that the user made. And after that, it's just data. Just store it, and then, like you're saying, play it back. We did a little bit of tuning on what the speed could be.
Mm-hmm.
You can adjust that in the settings, whether you want a slow, medium, or fast playback. And it worked really, really well.
Cool. And, you know, we have some questions from some folks. First one is Jeff. What would be the revenue model for this idea, and are you expecting the business to pay a fee? So this may have actually been more for the Q Branch question, but, like, how do you guys think, is this going to be an actual app, and how would you guys charge for this? Because I could actually see the person that's the wedding planner, they're always looking to do, like, a nice little line item of, hey, get a projector here and have, like, a real-time timeline.
Yeah, that's a great question, Dan. We actually had that discussion right after, you know, the hackathon. They announced who the winners are.
Yes.
And, of course, we sat down. The first thing we said is you know, what's going to be the business model around this? And so I think the short answer is we don't have a solid direction on it yet, but there's a lot of directions you could go. You know, obviously, you're going to want the best photos that you can have. That's going to take a lot more bandwidth, right, a lot more
sure.
of the back end of Azure. Kind of a funny thing that happened to us is an hour before the submission, for this entry of Wedley, our Azure account, basically, we hit the limit.
We hit the limit, yeah.
We hit the limit, And, you know, you
don't
probably
you love
saw scrambling.
When it's not your fault, though? There's so many times when I'm writing code and it turns out like, oh, it's not like I can blame the tool or the SDK or something. Like, there's sort of a little bit of a relief there. So.
Yeah. So there's interesting things to consider there.
Is that because of the media that you guys were uploading, like the photos or videos, or do you guys actually know how you hit your limit?
The videos, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
So it was hackathon, so we really didn't spend too much time on trying to compress the files as going up.
Right, exactly.
Yep, we scaled them, real simple scaling on that, and that was it. So there's a lot of optimization that we'd have to do in the back end to make sure we get something that works out.
So on Azure site, they actually give you a lot of information, report, the amount of data, go back and forth, so that you can tell your limit when you reach, and it's very helpful for us to see that.
One of you guys just needs to do the notification service when you've run out. If you're hitting this, return this thing. So just another question from Niall Merrigan. Will you be releasing the bits, or do you guys see this as like, hey, an app that you're looking to publish, or are you looking to go open source, or I know you guys literally, what you don't realize is these folks just won. We had them race over here, get mic'd. So it's all living the dream right now. So do you guys have any ideas on that?
Like you said, we're still a little high in the excitement of it all. And I'll tell you, I'm going to be sleeping. I'm going to crash as soon as I hit the plane. I think most of us, we're all pretty exhausted at this point. But kind of similar to the other question, I think there's a couple of different ways to go with this. Is it some kind of a service model? Is how we release this, or do we do standalone applications? It's a bunch of things we got to think about. Probably not open source at this point. Monetizing this application is something that is of interest to all of us on the team, and we're very passionate about what we built.
Yeah, I got to say, there's a lot of people, for all the apps where we're like, just take my money, I want this app. So, you guys maybe started hitting on some of this stuff in terms of admin features or whatever, but what are kind of the things that, the last things that you would add if you had, the extra time?
This is a really easy one, and it would have been a live tile.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
When we were sitting there, and Dan, you were there, they did, 10 or 11 groups?
I think it was 13.
13
yeah.
groups. Okay, great. So when everybody was doing their presentation, we saw the Wedley icon on the start. And, all of us kind of looked at each other. It's like if we had just a little bit of extra time to flash up some of those images, that really would have put some nice polish on it. So that's a good start. There's lots of features that we cut out over the course of this weekend.
Sure.
Well, one of the strongest features of this, I think, is the fact that it's not only the central tablet, the signature input. Really, one of the best parts about it is all the phones that you're bringing in.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so we'd love to look at possibly doing like NFC in order to get those guests the application and get them to the right place in that application, so that they can participate in this event with a minimum of fuss and setup. I think that could really take it a long ways as well.
Absolutely.
Awesome, guys. All right, so I think we're out of time. So thank you all. Just an amazing app, and I really appreciate it. And just amazing work, guys. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks.